At that, the captain laughed out loud. The funny part was that it made perfect sense. There were fewer hazards living amongst the criminals and thieves, where a man had the protection of his own tribe of scoundrels. While they might face hand-to-hand combat on occasion, life as an airship pirate was effectively the life of raiders and provided relatively little physical risk compared to the seafaring pirates of old, apart from the inherent dangers of airship travel itself.
So, who's going to teach this new recruit the rules of the ship, then?
Captain Bonny asked, the bemused smile still playing on his lips.
I'll look after him, Captain. It were my decision to bring him aboard, after all,
Bale volunteered.
Course, it might be worth you having a word with him before we touch land.
I'll do that, Mr. Bale, the captain nodded. Are you fit to pilot a while?
Strictly speaking, sir, I ain't been fit to pilot for many a year, but I won't drop us out of the sky if you want me to take the wheel a while, sir.
See that you don't, Mr. Bale. I'll send relief so you don't get too bored in these clear skies before we reach destination. Captain Bonny got up to leave, then turned.
Oh, and Mr. Bale,
what do you suppose will be a fair cut of the spoils for this new recruit's part in the job? Mr. Bale kept his eyes on the sky in front of him as he wrinkled his brow, thinking very hard about the question before answering.
Well, sir, he didn't do any of the work, being knocked out as he was. But he was saying something about a family and such as he was getting acquainted with his new circumstances. Said he had a load of young'uns that would be for the workhouse without his wages. I never did work out why poor people have so many of the little rascals, when it makes it hard to keep them all fed.
A shadow of sympathy crossed the captain's face, unobserved. Leaving children fatherless grated on the part of him that remained civilized, no matter how iniquitous his life had become. His manner of speech often gave away his past as a gentleman, something he used to advantage at any opportunity. Although he would sometimes fall into more common dialect while speaking to his crew members, Bale in particular, he maintained enough polish from his background to command a little extra respect from his men. As long as his pronouncements were perhaps a little extra harsh on occasion to set him apart from the association with the toffs, the cultured classes that would look down on such low characters. Part of the price he paid to maintain this delicate balance was an unremitting sense of right and wrong that would not allow him to see a man's family sent into the workhouse because his crew had kidnapped him. Captain Bonny noted that it was not so different to Mr. Bale's logic that prevented him from murdering a man when he had stolen his rum.